This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, Swansea won at Newcastle last week, but Stoke haven't lost since the beginning of April. That was against Chelsea. We talk about teams downing tools on the podcast on occasion, but neither of these teams have, and I think that's down to the managers more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Robbie used to do the podcast, Derek, I remember him telling us a story once about how much money they get per place. And it's easy for us to sit here and go, down tools. They get about £1 million extra prize money per place.
Now the club does.
Club does. But Robbie said that went to the players.
Really?
The players, it was divided. And then he said, well, that's why you would carry on trying. Well, I mean, you don't know how it's divvied up, but you're probably looking at somewhere in the region of 20 to 30 grand, I guess. If it's divvied up equally amongst players, it might not be. Now, that's worth having in anyone's book. You know what I mean? That's, even to a Premier League footballer, that's worth
it.
And the thing about Stoke is, every single season, you get these stories coming out of Stoke. They're the first ones to say, yeah, this is our best ever league position. Yeah, this is our best ever points tally. They seem to love that. They seem to thrive on that. Now, Mark Hughes has got the chance here to equal Stoke's best ever points total at 50 points. And obviously they can go past that. If they win the game, they would also leapfrog Swansea into eighth. I think of the two teams and the way they play, I think Stoke City have the more motivation in this game. Swansea are without Gomez again. You know, they're struggling for goals generally. I know they scored 3 at Newcastle, but I think we're talking about a special case at Newcastle at the moment. And I think Stoke at 11-5 are worth backing.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, I think Stoke have got something about them. The problem with them, and is that they have a lot of chances and they have nice football. They don't convert enough. Their shots to goal ratio is pretty poor. I'm going to have a little chance on this one. The problem is that the draw's the same price and I can't get it out of my eyeline.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a tough one to call, but I'm just going to give Stoke the edge here. Just a tiny bit more motivation, and their style of play might just unsettle Swansea a little bit.
Yeah. Derek?
Well, Stoke have been as underrated all season as Southampton have been overrated, and they've done me a few favours a few times. But this, I disagree with all that you said about what Robbie had to say about the 30 grand a man, whatever, for points. Because if that was the case, West Ham wouldn't be taking the foot off the gas.
Well, I don't know.
Crystal Palace wouldn't be doing it.
I suppose maybe with West Ham it's something different though. Maybe they're just falling out of love with the manager.
That's not an isolated case though, Lee, is it? Every season there's teams that take the foot off the gas.
But Stoke never seem to take the foot off the gas, do they?
Well, I mean,
they're a hard-working team. Yeah. And Hughes seems to be the kind of guy who wants to keep them going right till the end.
Well, I think this is a fixture. Right, the battle for eight, but I don't think there's too much at stake for either side. And I always say, last weekend there were 3-0 draws in the Premier League, and at this stage of the season, it's always a result to look at for two reasons. Firstly, the fear factor with teams fighting against relegation, they don't want to make a mistake, so that always comes into play. But in games like this, it takes an effort in the Premier League to score a goal. Someone has to be prepared to make a long busting run. It's not, they don't come easy. And when there's no motivation, I always think a 0-0 draw is always a possible result. 15-2 in this game, and I'm going to go for that.
Yeah.
If you want to play a bit safer, go on the unders 1.5, which is about 11-4, I think. I can see this. I mean, the Arsenal-Chelsea game last week was, in my eyes, a nailed-on 0-0 draw. And sure, I'm surprised there were that many goals in it. It was such a stinker. And this is another one. I like the look of this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.